Hey guys, we're so excited to share this message with you on the Center Set podcast. My name is Ethan and I lead worship here at Center Set. We'd love for you to download our app so that you can keep up with all that is happening in our community. Text Center Set to 77977 to download.
What's up, church? Who's excited to be in church today? Come on. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Proverbs 31, where we spend most of the day there. For those of you who are new, my name is Ali, my beautiful wife and I. We started Center Set 3 years ago with a simple dream. We wanted to create a place where not only Christians could grow in their faith, but unchurched people could explore their faith. So if you're new with us, welcome. This is a place where you can feel encouraged, inspired, and challenged. It's a great day to be at church because we are in week two of a collection of talks called Love After Lockdown. And it's all things relationships. And 8 months ago when Shelter in Place started, the whole goal was to bend the curve, and we try to save as many lives as we can, but there's after effects, not only with the economy being hurt, but relationships being hurt. More people are depressed, anxiety's up, depression is up, drug use is up, but I got more calls, Pastor Yaz and I, in the last 6 months than the previous 3 years with marriages on the brink of divorce. Telling you, man, relationships are suffering. Ashley Madison, a website where you can cheat on your spouse, they say business is booming. And they came out with an article in the early October says, Love After Lockdown. So we're going to use that title to speak in hope that God has a perfect plan for our imperfect relationships. And last week, I spoke to the men, be a man, do the right thing. And today, my assignment is even harder. I got to preach to all the ladies in the house. I'm nervous, yo. Your boy needs help this morning. And if you notice, we have four beautiful women with us. Going to cheer the house down. If you're at home, cheer them on. I need help. Your boy's nervous. And I'm going to try to speak to you. A title of today's talk is Four Secrets of a Confident Woman. Four secrets of a confident woman. From Proverbs 31, God wants to give you a vision of what God wants you to become. And I want not only the women to hear it, but I want the men to hear, because there are men in this room that are going to raise up daughters. I want you to know what to speak over them. There are men in this room that are married. I want you to know what the life that you need to speak over your wife. And there are some single men ready to mingle. And then you need to know how to find a wife and love a wife God's way. And before we begin, I got two disclaimers, because we're a very new church. We attract a lot of people, especially unchurched people. There are people from different backgrounds, different churches. You just believe different things about God. And the first disclaimer is this. Women are not less than men. Come on, I need you guys to like chew. This is like low-hanging fruit. You shot me down. Women are not less than men. I'm not just saying this to be cool. This is what the Bible teaches. God created them, that Adam from the dirt. This is why your men love camping, because we've always been dirty. Some of you women at home know your husband on the weekends doesn't change, doesn't shower. He's always been dirty. It's biblical. And God gave Adam dominion over the garden. The garden was Eden. Gave him a mission. Go name every animal in the garden. And immediately God knew it is not good for man to be alone. But dude, this needs help. ASAP. So God put Adam to sleep, pulled one of his ribs out, and made Eve for him. She was known as a helpmate. Someone say helpmate. Helpmate. Ladies, men need help. We need help. Men, all the men at home next to your wife, say, honey, I need your help. Pastor Yasmin, help me help you, babe. My wife has been a constant help in my life in every category. There's not one category where Pastor Yasmin hasn't helped me. And I love that God didn't choose Eve from Adam's feet, because men are not above women. She didn't choose Eve from Adam's head, because women are not above men. She chose Adam, chose Eve from Adam's side, because men and women are co-heirs in Christ. We're equal in dominion, and we rule and reign together. And so often we have this narrative in the church that we wouldn't have sin if it wasn't for women. It's a lie. You know where that narrative started from? Men. But the reality is that Adam and Eve both ate the fruit that they shouldn't have ate, and they sinned against God, and sin entered the world. And for the very first time, Adam and Eve knew that they were naked. There was shame. And shame causes you to hide and run, and you put on a mask in front of other people. They put on clothing of fig leaves, because they wanted to cover who they really were, because they were ashamed of it. I know we sometimes talk about, oh, it's all Eve's fault, but the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 that sin entered through one man. And if I can speak to all the men for a moment, I know I preached to you guys last week, but so often in 2020, men want authority, but they don't want responsibility. They want to leave their home, but they want to take responsibility for their home. It's like two wings on a plane. One side is authority, one side is responsibility. You can't fly a plane with one wing. And see, so many one. This is what I call it. I call it spiritual masturbation. I know it sounds bad, but you want the authority, but you don't want the responsibility. You want the joy of leading, not the burden of leading. And I so many men come in, Pastor Alec, tell my wife to submit to me. I'm like, bro, I wouldn't even follow you. Why should she follow you? And so many women are afraid. They think they're less than. They will never say it, but the way that they live their life, they believe that lie. You are not less than your man. You're not called to submit to any chump who won't lead you with responsibility. The Bible says you are called not to submit to men, but to your husband. That's like one dude. Uno, ladies. Listen, honor is given, respect is earned. You are not less than any man. Disclaimer number two, if you're taking notes, women are different than men. I know this is like controversial given the culture we live in where like everyone wants to change gender and we're all gender fluid, but the scriptures are very clear. And I want to say this in the most sensitive way that I can. God made us male and female. If he wanted us all to be the same, he would have made us the same, but he didn't. He made us different, which means we should celebrate our differences. Instead of our differences causing us to fight and argue and divide, we should be celebrating our strengths. Our differences are what make us stronger. We're better together. And what most of you don't realize is the public version of me, the one on stage, the one on camera, this only happens because of the private version of me behind the scenes. Pastor Yasmin, she lets me lead. She chooses to submit to my authority. And we've decided in our relationship that we have different roles, not because I'm better than her, but because I'm different than her. And that doesn't give me the authority to like trample on Pastor Yasmin. I dare you to try. She will cut you, bro. Like, listen, she don't mess around. And so often what we don't realize is that our different strengths come together and we are better together because of it. We need some men to act like men and we need some women to get a picture of what God wants you to become in the scriptures and act like women. And in the book of Proverbs, we see Solomon, who is the wisest man who ever lived. They say, not just in spiritual circles, even in secular circles. When he wrote this book, the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, he often refers to wisdom in the female form. I don't know what it is, but you ladies naturally just have the gift of wisdom. And wisdom is not having knowledge, it's knowing what to do with that knowledge. And every time I make a big decision, I consult my wisdom. I consult my wife. And God wants to give you a picture. In Proverbs 31, verse 29, it says, many women, someone say many women.
Many women.
Do noble things, but you surpass them all. Any ladies in this place with style and grace want to surpass them all? Come on. Any women online, say amen if that's you watching from home. If you want to surpass them all, the key is in this book. Yeah. There are four secrets to a confident, godly woman. And the first one is this, if you're taking notes, confident women don't give discounts what God paid in full. Confident women don't give discounts what God paid in full. I'm not sure if you've ever heard this, if you've ever heard this or watching online, the greatest thing about you is you. You are a masterpiece. You are one of a kind. And if I can quote the Psalms, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no one in the universe like you because God doesn't factory produce anyone. You are one of a kind. You are created by the greatest hipster, the greatest designer, the greatest creative ever, God. So quit criticizing his masterpiece. Quit putting down what he created, which is beautiful. Quit comparing your life and limiting what you are based on what other people are. God doesn't make trash. He makes perfect things. And although you don't see your value, God sees it. God wouldn't create you because he wants you to be less than anyone. And often what I see in women is they reduce their clothes and they lower their standards because they want a man to desire them. Just because someone desires you doesn't mean they value you. And some of you ladies, listen to me. Until you know your worth, stop giving men discounts what God paid in full. You will live your whole life not realizing this truth, that people, there will always be people who don't value you. Just don't let it be you. Don't let it be you. God already determined your value. You don't need to prove it. God proved it on a cross. The value of something is always determined by the price someone's willing to pay. Listen, Taco Bell just killed Mexican pizzas and I'm having a heart attack. It was $6. They said it was too expensive. I would have paid $20 for that thing. Why? Because that's how valuable it is to me. Do you know how valuable that you are? Your value is not in your beauty. Your value is not in your car, your good looks. You're not a hottie with a body. Your value is determined by the price that someone's willing to pay. And God determined your value because he sent his son to die for you. which means you are priceless, even if you don't realize it. Proverbs 31, verse 10 says this, a wife of noble character, someone say noble character.
Noble character.
Who can find that woman? She is more valuable than rubies. I'm not sure if you see it, but this idea, this truth is like shooting out, screaming at me that the greatest asset that a woman has is not how big her butt is. Come on, I'm going there. It's your character. It's your character. It's a wife of noble character. That's what makes you valuable. And character comes through pain, through trials. People see it on the mountaintops, but it's developed in the valley. Characters develop in suffering, in pain. When you don't see what God's doing on the inside because it hurts on the outside. And so often what we don't realize is we think our good looks, we think the number of people on Instagram, that's what makes us valuable. Listen, it's your character. And it says here, I love this. It says, a noble wife who can find. Ladies, you're not less than a man.
Yeah.
You're not different than a man.
Yeah.
But not only that, you're called to be found by a man. Proverbs, another verse says, he who finds a wife, he means I'm supposed to be doing the looking. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, which means some of you women at home, one of the greatest longings of a woman is to be discovered. She has this hiddenness in her because you were designed to be discovered, ladies. And so often I see this in our church, I see this in our culture. Women want a relationship so bad that they'll do the job of a man.
Wow.
And it's not your job to find him, it's his job to find you. And I'm warning you, ladies, if you do his job to start the relationship, you're going to do his job to keep the relationship. Come on, I see this. I've been pastoring for over a decade now. And women are always like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Allie. It's okay if I just ask him out on a date. I'm like, you don't see the effects of that decision a month from now, or even a year from now, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if he didn't work to get you, he's not going to work to keep you.
Wow.
And I see so many women, they resent, they judge their husband because you circumvented his leadership because you were doing his job. Because he didn't have to work hard for you. Why does he have to work hard to keep you? I'm trying to preach to some women, make him work, ladies. Quote the theologian Rihanna, work, 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 work. The reason why you give a discount is because you don't know your value. The reason you give discounts is because you don't realize how much God already paid for you. And I love that Proverbs 31 is written by the husband. He's writing it to his wife. He's bragging on her. If I could brag on Pastor Yasmin, when I was dating her, I realized she was different. She is probably the most confident, not just female, the most confident person I've ever met in my life. And had nothing to do with me. That's who she was before she met me. I remember that when I first started dating her about 9.5 years ago, it was crazy because I was in school, full-time seminary. I was pastoring on the weekends and I was working 50, 60 hours a week as an engineer. And the only time we ever got to talk was at, like on the evenings at like 10 o'clock. I'm like, girl, you're beautiful. She's like, I know. I was like, that usually works. I'm like, girl, you're amazing. She's like, I already know. I'm like, dude, who told you this? My dad. See, her dad already told her how valuable she works and how valuable she was. And I know that many women online, maybe even here, you have dad issues.
Wow.
And some guy just comes along with smooth words and he tries to get you. He's not even working for it. My smooth words did not work. I had to work hard to get Pastor Yasmin because she knew her value. She wasn't going to give discounts. I want to speak to some of the women in this room. I know that you have this longing to be discovered, but God has been looking for you your whole life. And maybe you never had an earthly father who said, I love you, I see you, I value. Your heavenly father sent his son to Jesus to die for you. He sees you, he loves you, he values you. You've already been found by Jesus. Quit giving men discounts on what God already paid in full. And this is not just for the single ladies. This is for the married woman as well. Like, quit giving your husband a discount, ladies at home. I see couples do this all the time. They think they want to spice up their marriage by bringing someone else into the bedroom.
Wow.
Listen, I'm not even talking about ethics here. When you bring porn into the bedroom, economics 101 doesn't even make sense. Why? Because when supply goes up, demand goes down. When you give your husband more women, his demand for you goes down, ladies. Come on, I'm not even talking about morals here. You don't need to be desired by multiple men. You need to be desired by the right man.
Right.
And there are some secrets that God wants to get given your heart so you get a vision of who God wants you to be. Secret number one, confident women do not give discounts on what God paid in full. Number two, if you're taking notes, confident women know that their greatest strength is also their greatest weakness. See, a confident woman, a confident person, they have shifted from a get mindset to a give mindset.
Yeah.
You ever meet confident people? They're open with their praise. They brag on other people. They're not like hungry for like acknowledgement. They're not like constantly staring in the mirror, wanting to be affirmed. Because they've shifted, not from getting, but to giving. And so often what we don't realize is that that's what the picture that God wants you to become. That no matter where you go, that environment is changed because of your presence. Your presence is a present. Are you a gift to your family? Are you a gift to your friends? Are you a gift to your coworkers? I'm constantly trying to be a gift to Pastor Yasmin. I'm like, honey, come unwrap me. I'm your gift. I'm the gift that keeps on giving. Come on, if you don't want ratchet, come to our 8 a.m. service. And Proverbs 31, verse 11 says this. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good. Someone say good.
Good.
She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. Confident women add value. And that's what makes you more valuable. How often is she doing this? Constantly, all the days of her life. And she adds so much value that the Bible says that he lacks nothing because she's his most valuable asset. Ever heard the story of the goose that lays the golden egg? And the question is, which one's more valuable, the golden egg or the goose? Obviously the goose. That's who God wants you to become. That what you add is maybe totally desirable by culture, but you are the most valuable thing. Let me make this super practical. Some of you are like, what do you want me to add value? Like, you want me to crochet and cook? Like, what are we talking about here, Pastor Ali? I'm going to make it as simple as I can, as like non-sexist as I can. This verse says you add value because your husband has full confidence in you. Full. What does that look like, Pastor Ali? It means you're trustworthy. Your husband has confidence in you because you're trustworthy. I'm telling you, women, your greatest strength is your tongue. And it's also your greatest weakness. When your husband speaks truth to you, he wants you to speak truth back.
Yeah.
A great relationship is built day by day based on truth.
Yeah.
And one lie will crumble that relationship. I was doing research this last week. It says the average woman spends 20,000 words, says 20,000 words in a day. That's a lot of words. We are definitely different, right? The average man, he speaks 7,000 words. I mean, this is crazy, the amount of words a man versus a woman speaks. This last year, I wrote a book at 22,000 words. I should have just hung out with one of you and wrote that thing in one day. Right? It's crazy. Pastor Yaz once a week will come home and be like, Al, you will not believe the day I had. What do you think? Awesome. Right? She goes, Al, you won't believe what our kids did at Target today. What are your thoughts? No. Right? Like, she goes on and on. I just say one word. And this has been that way since the very beginning. Eve's greatest strength was her tongue, but it became her greatest weakness. The serpent comes to Eve, says, did God really say, you can't eat from that tree? And she adds to God's word. She manipulated a lie. She says, we can't eat it and, go read it this week, you can't touch this. Can't touch this. She added to God's word. Her greatest strength became her greatest weakness. And before we hate on Adam, let's just be honest, ladies. It takes two to tango, right? Like if I come home and my wife is naked on a bed eating fruit, I'm joining. I don't care who you are, right? Like, are those mangoes? I want some. Come on now. This is crazy. Like we judge him, but it's like they both were responsible. What we don't realize is that her greatest gift was her tongue. And she was supposed to give confidence to him, but she manipulated a lie. And I see this all the time in our church. Ladies, you speak out of both ends of your mouth. Our church is very young. We're about 3 years old. We started at Santana Row. We started with 8 people on a couch. And before COVID, we're about 200 people on Sundays. And half our church, most of them were singles. And in most churches, there are always more ladies than men. I don't know why, but it's just the case. And there's always girls like looking, right? Looking for a husband. And I just hear stories, little details like, oh my gosh, when is he going to ask me out? I'm like, I make it so obvious. And you get upset because he's not direct. Because he's not just talking to you. He's talking to other guys. And you're like, oh my God, other girls. And you're like, oh my gosh, when is he going to ask me out? Guys have lost chivalry. And then another dude whom you don't like. Let's just be honest this morning. He's very direct. Let's go to coffee. I want to spend time with you. You're like, ew, it's not safe here. This guy's in my personal space. That's talking out of both ends of your mouth. It doesn't work that way. You can't talk one way because a guy is not direct and you like him and another guy you don't like and he's very direct. Listen, your greatest strength, can also be your greatest weakness. Ladies, you gotta watch yourself. Write this down. Don't criticize. Because criticism is just tearing someone else down to make yourself feel better. Yeah. Gossip. You know what gossip is? It's talking about someone else's life. Half-truths. Someone else's news that has nothing to do with you. And complaining. Complaining is talking about a problem, but no desire to solve that problem. Your greatest strength, ladies, a secret of a confident woman, she recognizes her strength is also her greatest weakness. Wow. Secret number three, the soundtrack of a confident woman is laughter. The soundtrack, I'm going to blow you away with this verse. The soundtrack of a confident woman is laughter. When you read Proverbs 31 this week, I encourage you, it's an amazing chapter. It will change your life, change your marriage. There's too many verses to preach on. But every time you read this verse, this chapter, you realize this woman is secure, she's confident, she's full of faith, and she didn't become that way by avoiding her fears. She faced them, knowing that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That it's not that fear is not driven out by you telling it. Perfect love drives out fear. That the more she knows who she is, the more she's loved by God, fear has no place but to leave. And so often, fear causes us to worry. Because we don't know what the future holds. And worry is simply this. I don't trust God. I'm going to trust myself. And I'm in this problem by myself. And I can't get out of this. That's what worry is. I can tell you just from all my own experience, my own life, my mom is one of the strongest people I know. It's not because she's perfect and doesn't have fears and doesn't worry. But she's conquered some of them. I remember when my parents got married back in the late 70s, it was an arranged marriage. They're old school Persian. Once you go Persian, there's no better version. Just biblical. And she came here and she didn't have to work because my dad had two businesses. But when I was about 12 or 13, my dad began to develop glaucoma. We started becoming blind. Wow. Because he didn't have insurance, he had to sell his business and our second home to pay for all the medical bills. Just for us to stay alive and under a roof, my mom, who had no pride, went and worked retail for 25 years. I can't tell you how often my mom was always present in our life. She came to every high school graduation. She came to almost every major event in high school and college. Even though she was working 40, 50 hours a week, taking care of a blind husband at home. And this verse reminds me of my mom, even though she is full of flaws. Proverbs 31, verse 25, she is clothed with strength and dignity. You know you can't buy that online, right? You can't go to Bloomingdale's and say, I want a blouse with strength and a skirt with dignity. The only way you're going to be clothed with strength and dignity is when you conquer your fears because you face them, knowing that if God is with you, who can be against you? And so often we're afraid of the future because we don't know what holds what's there. And the soundtrack of your life is either worry or it's laughter. Read this verse with me. It says, she laughs without fear of the future. That verse is so dope. That's the picture of a confident woman, not a worried woman. And I'm wondering, some people in this room and I'm watching online, what is the soundtrack of your life? Is it worry or is it laughter? I know so many women are like, oh my gosh, I'm 20, when am I getting married? I'm 25, what's wrong with me? I'm 30, oh my gosh, my biological clock is ticking. And then they get married. It's like, oh my gosh, that was great. And then they move on to another worry. And when we need a house, we can't raise a family, kids in an apartment. We need a fence in a backyard, a white picket fence. We need all these things. And they worry, worry, worry. And then they get, a miracle happens again. And they get a house. And the next worry comes. When we have a kid, when we have a kid, all our friends are having kids, when are we going to have kids? Oh my gosh, ah! And then you get another miracle and God gives you a child. And the next worry is, how are we going to raise this kid? And this kid's always getting sick. He's going to get bullied. Is he going to pass his SATs? Is he going to get in college? It's worry, worry, worry. And then your child goes to college. And the worry is he ever going to graduate? I mean, he's in there for 3.5, 4 years. Oh my gosh, I'm tired of paying for his college. And then he finally graduates and it's awesome. And he's like, when is he going to move out? When's this kid going to be independent? And you move from worry to worry when God wants you to go from faith to faith. And a confident woman, listen, the soundtrack of her life is not worry, but laughter. Not because life is funny, not because life is easy, but because she knows that the joy of her strength, the joy of the excuse me, she knows the strength is the joy of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
And so many women, listen, they live their life by worry, and it takes faith. It takes a confident woman to look at her problem and say, God's with me. I'm going to laugh because the future doesn't scare me. But it's not just the future that causes people to worry. Often, I see this so often, that women are afraid of the future because of the pain of the past. Someone betrayed you, someone lied to you, someone cheated on you. And because of that pain, because your heart is bleeding, you're now bleeding on other people.
Wow.
And what was supposed to be just a chapter in the book of your life has become the entire story.
Wow.
And hurt people, listen, they hurt people.
Yeah.
And you're going to walk around wounded, and I'm trying to warn some ladies, life will not wait for the wounded.
Right.
God wants you to be different. God wants you to look at the future, look at tomorrow, and He wants you to laugh, because the soundtrack of your life is not worry but laughter. But it begins by you wanting to be healed, by you forgiving. Maybe that day is today. Maybe that boy or that man or that relative that hurt you. I'm not making light of what they did. I'm not saying it was right. I'm not saying it wasn't even bad that they did that. It was okay. I'm just saying you got to move on. You got to forgive them. And you're not sweeping the thing under the rug. Because this is the thing we don't understand about forgiveness. Someone always has to pay for forgiveness.
Right.
And often it has to be you. Because you're taking responsibility, saying, you know what they did was wrong and it sucks, but I'm going to live with the consequence of their sin. And this is the gospel.
Yeah.
God didn't just forgive you and say, I forgive you. Because the only way that God could forgive us was by dying for us.
Yeah.
God doesn't just sweep your problems under the rug and say, oh, I forgive you, you're good, you and I are good, let's just fist pump. God had to send His Son, because the wage of sin is death. And the only way that you can have an eternal relationship with God is if God became your sin by becoming a man and He becoming your sin on a cross, and He died the death that He didn't want you to die, because He wants you to live the life that you were supposed to live. And forgiveness is costly. You were not purchased, listen, with cars and homes and 401ks. You were purchased with the blood of Jesus. You are priceless. Quit giving people discounts.
Yeah.
You don't realize that your greatest strength is your greatest weakness. And life is always going to be filled with pain. It's always going to be filled with uncertainty. But the faith of a confident woman, the soundtrack of her life, listen, is filled with laughter. It's filled with laughter. Secret number 4. The last secret is this. Charm, beauty is fleeting, but Jesus is lasting. If you've been at our church for any amount of time, you know I'm a one-trick pony. I preach one thing each and every week. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Proverbs 31, verse 30 says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I know we live in a culture where everyone worships age and anti-aging, and everyone is doing Botox and they're doing surgeries to look as young as possible. We have these filters on Snapchat, on Instagram to even look younger. And there's actually this dysmorphia where people want to look like their Instagram filters because they want to look like that. Because everyone worships age, youth. But there's nothing wrong with wrinkles. Wrinkles aren't ugly. Lines are just a sign that you got wisdom. Gray hair does not mean you're ugly. The proverb says that the strength of a young man is, the glory of a young man is his strength, and the glory of an old man is his gray hair. Gray hair just means you've been around the block. This is not your first rodeo. You got some wisdom that I don't have. You have some experiences that I can learn from. Hate to break it to you, church, but everyone's gonna die. If you study the science of the human body, you're dying right now. There are cells on your body in this room that are going to fall on the ground. Part of you will be here even after we leave. It's crazy. There is no Botox for your soul. And if you've been here for a while, you know I talk about health and Taco Bell does a body good. You know, even though I'm a vegan now. But it's true though. Like, there's nothing wrong with working on the outside. But the gospel is an inside-out job, not an outside-in job. Because when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you preach good. When you preach good, people get saved good. But it's not just decoration. It's not Christianity. Just there's some dark on the inside. We're just decorated with like a Christmas tree. No, it's the opposite. And God cleans the inside of the cup. And then the outside changes. And His charm is deceitful, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. It's not that she fears God and lives in fear of Him. but she gets her awe and her wonder from her Creator because she knows that she's fearfully and wonderfully made. She doesn't look on Instagram and get her awe from her likes. She doesn't look in the mirror and say, oh my gosh, that's how good looking I am. She doesn't get her awe from celebrities. She gets her awe from God. And the point is that my wife, even if I were to pass away, her world would not crumble because I'm not her soulmate. I'm not her savior. I'm just her spouse. I know there's some people in this room and watching online, you're desperate to be found. And I pray that you do, but it's time to know that you're already found by a savior, that he loves you, that he cares for you, that he sees you and places value on you even though others don't. So stop giving others discounts. You gotta give your greatest gift to God, otherwise it's gonna become your greatest weakness. And life is hard, life is difficult, life is filled with uncertainty. Don't let the soundtrack of your life be filled with worry, but with laughter, because you're gonna face your fears, because God is with you, who can be against you? And life is short. Beauty is fleeting, but Jesus is lasting. The greatest thing that you need is not more of life, but more of Jesus. He's the only one that can quench your thirst, that can satisfy your soul. There's no Botox for your soul, but there is one who created you, who can fill you with the thing that you're longing for. And a woman who is confident in God will love Jesus more than her husband. And I have confidence in Pastor Yasmin, not because I'm great, because I know she loves Jesus more than me. And that's what makes our relationship great. Some of you need a revelation of who Jesus is. And as Ethan leads us into worship, let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let God speak over you that he's looking for you, that you can be found, that you need to lower your standards. Stop giving men discount on what God has already paid in full.
Nothing else. there's nothing else. I believe that there's nothing else we'll do.
God, I pray for all the women in our church that lack confidence, God, that do not know how valuable they are to you, Jesus. That you give them a picture that they've got to stop giving people discounts on what you already paid in full. And Lord, I pray that the women in this church would give you their strength, because their greatest strength, God, can also be their greatest weakness, Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that the women in this church would not be overwhelmed with fear, with anxiety, with doubt, and with worry about tomorrow and the pain of the past. But the soundtrack of their life, God, would be laughter. And that beauty is fleeting, but Jesus is lasting. I just feel so led to pray, not only for the women in our church, but for some of you watching at home. This is the first time that you've ever heard of God loves you and wants a relationship with you so desperately that he was willing to send his son Jesus to die for you. And if that's you this morning, if you want a relationship with Jesus, it's not about doing anything, it's about believing in him and just believing by faith that he died for you on a cross. If that's you this morning, would you just bow your heads and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me? Thank you, Jesus, that you left heaven as God, that you lived sinless and perfect life, that you paid my penalty of sin. You didn't just say I forgive you, you died for my sin so that I could be forgiven. I receive it, God. Thank you, God, for finding me. Thank you, God, for placing value on me, that I'm so valuable, that I'm worth dying for. I believe it, God. I want a relationship with you, Jesus. If that was you this morning, church, we would love to celebrate with you. Would you click the button? Would you text that number, CSJesus at 9700? We would love to help you on this spiritual journey. And before you leave, let me pray for the offering, because we are in the most unchurched region in the entire country. And we are so grateful for your generosity that allows us each and every week to reach more and more people. God, thank you so much for the generosity of CenterSet, for these people that don't just want to give their time, don't just want to give their talent, but want to give their tithe to expand the kingdom of God. Would you use this offering, God, your tithes and offerings, to expand your name and make you famous so that women who don't know their worth would know it. And everybody said, amen. Be blessed, church.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope this message impacted you and inspires you to draw closer to Jesus. Subscribe to this podcast and give us a follow on Instagram at CenterSet Church to keep up with all that God is doing in our community. Also, we'd love to be in prayer with you. If you have any prayer requests, please send them to info@centerset.church.